they have the ability to just move very, very quickly. And also, they have the ability to have networks in place ready to strike when they think that the timing is right. And of course, it's trying to keep those networks out of the United States that we are trying to do that. And as far as I can see, we don't have those kinds of embedded networks here in the United States. The situation really is quite different in Europe.
And you say as well, the U.S. needs to accept limits to its ability to totally manage and control the jihadist threat. How do you do that?
Well, we depend on our allies. For example, we depend on foreign countries to provide us intelligence about plots that might be developing. For example, a few years ago, there was a plot that was hatched in Yemen to send computer printers to targets in the United States. Never mind why anybody wouldn't think it was sort of suspicious to send printers from Yemen to the U.S. when we are the ones who have printers. But at any rate, the Saudi Arabia detected the plot and told U.S. authorities. The so-called liquid explosives plot in 2006, it was the British who intercepted that plot and told us. So we depend on other countries to be watching.
There's signs the Trump administration may not engage the same way on the world stage when it comes to terrorism. Is there a right or a wrong way to do that?
Well, I really don't think that the United States can retreat from the world stage. And I also don't think that we should retreat from the world stage. I think playing a leadership role is important. I think that sometimes it may be the case that because the U.S. is such a prominent world power, adversaries see us as a very attractive target.
Martha Crenshaw, senior fellow and terrorism expert at Stanford. J.J. Green, WTOP News.